Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for all things local, where the news is fresh, the facts are firm, and the humor is always slightly above freezing. Today, we've got a little bit of everything. Mammoth's got a new temporary boss in town, Crowley Lake is laying down the law on boat inspections, and artists sharpen those paintbrushes. Because there's a big opportunity calling your name. Plus, we'll check in on the latest Mammoth Mountain ski conditions, recap the Broncos' latest battles on the field, and get you prepped for whatever weather Mother Nature decides to throw at us. And while we're on the topic of looking sharp, a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Fallout 395, the Mammoth-born brand, making sure we stay stylish while delivering the news. Whether you're hitting the trails or just trying to look like you do, Faultline 395 has you covered. Check them out at faultline395.com. All right, let's jump in because the Eastern Sierra, well, it never stops. And neither do we. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce has announced the appointment of David Mason Eichmann as interim director during President and CEO Brianna Goyko's maternity leave. David brings a wealth of experience to the role, bringing decades of leadership, legal expertise, and community service. In addition, David has previously served as the chair of the West Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, as well as serving on its board of directors. The chamber expressed confidence in David's ability to maintain momentum on key initiatives during this period. Brianna Goyko is expected to return to her position later this year. With the official opening of Crowley Lake on April 26th, all boats entering Crowley Lake will undergo inspections for invasive quagga mussels. These inspections aim to prevent the introduction and spread of these harmful invasive mussels, which can damage ecosystems and infrastructure. Boaters are encouraged to arrive early to allow time for inspections and to ensure their vessels are clean, drained, and dry. These inspections are free, and boats with a tag from last season do not need to be reinspected as long as the tag has not been broken or tampered with. For more details on inspection, procedures, and schedules, visit CrowleyLakeFishCamp.com. Attention all foodies and caffeine aficionados. After last month's sizzling steak showdown, which was a doozy to the last minute, I don't need to say more, go check it out, where Back Alley Bowl and Grill claimed victory in the Bishop area, the restaurant at Convict Lake led the pack in the Mammoth area, and Seasons took the crown in the Lone Pine area. It's time for a new culinary contest. This month, Eastern Sierra Now's Epic Eats poll is on a quest to find the best coffee shop in the region. So grab your favorite brew, savor the aroma, and cast your vote for the cafe that kickstarts your day. And remember, we're talking about specialty coffee shops. If you just get a little cup of Joe there with your pancakes, it's not what this one's about. This is for the coffee shops. Head over to our website to make your voice heard and support your local baristas. The White Mountain Research Center, in association with Inyo Council for the Arts, is seeking artists to contribute to an upcoming fundraiser. This event aims to support ongoing research and educational programs at the center. Artists interested in donating their work or participating can contact Operations Manager Steven DeVanzo, or S-D-E-V-A-N-Z-O, at ucla.edu for more information. This is an excellent opportunity for artists to showcase their work and get exposure while supporting scientific research in our community. Let's take a moment to appreciate the threads that keep us looking sharp here at Eastern Sierra Now. Much of our on-air wardrobe is provided by Faultline 395, the mountain wear company established in 2020 and proudly based in Mammoth Lakes, California. Their apparel is designed and tested right here in the Eastern Sierra, ensuring it's up to the challenge of our rugged lifestyle. From stylish flannels to cozy hoodies, Faultline 395 offers versatile clothing that seamlessly transitions from the office to the great outdoors. Check out their latest collection at faultline395.com and gear up for your next adventure. Now for a look at the upcoming events in the Eastern Sierra. Starting off with an event for the artists and nature lovers alike, the Mono Arts Council is hosting a herbal painting class tonight at 5:30 p.m. This event is $65 and all materials are included at the Mountain Rambler Brewery. Giacomo Timbrello will be playing live from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. This is part of the Mountain Rambler Brewery's weekly locals night taking place every Wednesday. Also tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly pool tournament at 6 p.m. in conjunction with Eastern Sierra Pool. Entry is $20 and all payouts go to the players. Film lovers can enjoy the return of the Climbing Film Tour at the Minaret Cinemas. This is the second showing taking place tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, C5 Art Studios is hosting a salsa dance class with Haley Vickers starting at 6 p.m. Lastly, Bar Sierra will be hosting their weekly trivia night starting at 6:30 p.m. As always, if you want to learn more about these events and so much more, please visit easternsierranow.com/events. Okay, Powder Hounds, Mammoth is serving up some deep dish snow conditions after the recent storm, bringing the base depth back up to a glorious 111 inches. That's right, back to triple digits, baby. In the last 24 hours, we've stacked up to 8 to 10 inches of fresh snow, adding to a storm total of 23 to 31 inches. Translation, the mountain is absolutely loaded and the turns are looking mwah, chef's kiss perfection. We've got 102 trails, 20 lifts spinning across 9 out of 10 terrain parks. So whether you're carving up corduroy or diving into the deep stuff, there is plenty of terrain to explore. Speaking of the deep stuff, off-piste, I still don't know what that is. Conditions are primo this morning, but take note, avalanche mitigation is in progress, so expect some delays as the ski patrol does their thing. Mother Nature isn't done yet. More weather is rolling in this afternoon with potential snowfall on the way. So if you thought the powder party was over, think again. And of course, a friendly PSA, ride with a buddy. Avoid tree wells and don't let your excitement outpace your safety. Stay safe. We'll see you out there on the slopes. Hopefully you're wearing some fault line. Hey, do you want to stay connected with all things Eastern Sierra? Subscribe to our email service and download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Get the latest news, weather updates, exclusive content delivered straight to your inbox and smartphone. Whether you're at home or on the go, ESN keeps you informed and engaged with our vibrant community. Visit our website to sign up and download the app today, because staying in the know, it's never been easier. And that's what we're here for. Let's take a look towards the Sports Report, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, the official champion of the 2025 Best Steak Poll in the Bishop area. When it comes to steaks, they're the real MVPs. Starting off with baseball, the Bishop Broncos varsity team hit it out of the park with an 8-3 victory over Rosemont. Their bats were hotter than the back alley sizzling steaks, and their defense was as solid as the grill marks. We're laying this on a little bit thick. This win adds another notch to their impressive season. Over in softball, the Broncos had a nail-biter on the diamond in a game that had fans on the edge of their seats. The Bishop Broncos varsity team narrowly fell to Rosemont with a final score of 10-11. Oh, heartbreaker. It was a roller coaster of a match, reminiscent of the ups and downs of a perfect bowling game. Despite the loss, the team's tenacity and spirit were palpable. Well done to both teams. We're excited to see the outcomes of your next games. And just like our incredible Broncos, Back Alley Bowl and Grill is about to deliver top-notch performances. Swing by to celebrate the wins, commiserate the close calls, enjoy the best steaks in town. All right, let's dive into your midweek weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Spoiler alert, it's a mixed bag of sun, clouds, and a sprinkle of snow. Let's break it all down. Today, April 2nd, high of 52, low of 26, Mother Nature's playing a game of peekaboo between the sun and clouds with a slight chance of sprinkles. Keep that umbrella handy just in case. Tomorrow, 57, 32, expect sunny skies to dominate. Perfect day to soak up some rays and, you know, maybe dust off that barbecue grill. And Friday, highs of about 61, low of 30. Another mostly sunny day on tap, ideal for outdoor adventures, simply enjoying a leisurely stroll downtown. Up in Mammoth, today, 32 and 10. The clouds are playing tag with some snow showers expected later. Little to no accumulation, but enough to remind you that it's still winter up here. Tomorrow, expect highs 38, lows 14. Partly sunny, chance afternoon snow showers. Keep your snow boots within reach. Probably won't get that deep. Friday, 41 and 15. You can look forward to a chilly day with a mix of sun and clouds. A great day to hit the slopes or enjoy a warm beverage by the fire. So whether you're basking in Bishop sunshine or embracing Mammoth Lake's wintry mix, there's a little something for everyone. Remember to dress in layers and stay prepared for these springtime temperature swings. Went back to baseball on that one. And that's a wrap on today's news. Whether you're dusting off your boat for Crowley Lake, casting a vote in ESN's Epic Eats Coffee Showdown, or just mentally preparing for whatever spring weather throws at us next, we've got you covered. Big thanks again to Faultline 395 for keeping us looking good on air, because let's be honest, news this good deserves an equally good outfit. Before you go, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media. Stay informed, stay stylish, and as always, stay Sierra strong. See you next time.